And as everybody who listens to me knows, I have bear cams set up all over my house. And I love watching the big bears rumble through. About a year and a half ago, I took care of all my garbage cans, got special bear cans, and keep them. Anyways, I haven't had a problem with bears. They go past my house and raid everybody else. But I think one of the bears that goes by my house was captured yesterday in Salisbury. And we have Brian Oler, Bearmeister, on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Mark.
Was this the big bear?
They believe it is. Okay. And it was actually a female, a sow.
Yeah.
She was roughly between 250, 300 pounds. So they while everyone thought it was Mr. Salisbury walking around the center, it was in fact a female.
No, that bear's been coming through my yard now for about 3 years. She didn't have many cubs with her this year, though. I'm not sure she had cubs this year.
No, they tried to, when they sedated her, to do the recording and the tagging and all of their medical procedures. They couldn't determine whether she had a litter yet. She was approximately two to 3 years old, but they couldn't confirm if she did have a litter.
She had a litter last year. She had three little ones. About every other year, it seems that she had things behind her. But beside that, so now I know a lot of people were concerned because it was hot yesterday, but the bear was okay and everybody was out. Now what happened to my big bear?
Yeah, the bear was fine. And when they initially set up the trap, they wanted to make sure that they typically are trapped during the overnight hours, and it was under significant shade. There was no significant sunlight, and you could hear. That were lack of hearing. It wasn't snorting or huffing in any way. So it was content. So a biologist got there, and they determined that they did want to do negative hazing. So what that was, they sedated her, and they recorded all of her features and measurements, and they tagged her ears. And then they reversed the sedation, so they brought her back. And I'm not sure of the location. I think it was over by the ski jumps. They did some negative hazing because they didn't want to take her too far out of the element, because they want her to associate the negative hazing with the immediate area she was in. So they didn't want her around Laban's or Sweet Williams or the crosswalk right on 44. So what negative hazing is, they pepper her butt with some bean bags, which to her feels like a bunch of mosquito stings. It's a real annoyance to her. So she took off up into the mountain, and hopefully she now associates that immediate area with a fear of displeasure, and she won't come back.
All right. Now, is there any help the state can offer businesses like Sweet Williams and Laban's to put in? Because I know it's expensive, because I did it at my house just for an individual. Really bear-proof, containers that can just really – because I haven't had a problem now for a year and a half.
Yeah, well, actually – Curtis Rand, the first selectman of Salisbury, him and I have been in constant communication in a number of things, and he's expressed interest in helping local businesses in the center of town financially to offset the cost of these bear-proof lids. And Welsh Refuse Management, they actually have these bins available. They're about $300 a piece.
Yes.
But he's really asking all of the local businesses in the immediate area there to reach out to him, because there is some financial support to help them buy these bear-proof bins.
Yeah. So then, if you're getting your garbage picked up with Well Sanitation for an additional $300 for the you get it. It's well worth it. And if you're not, and you do your own garbage, you can buy them yourselves. They're $300 to $500.
Right. And people just really need to do their part.
Yeah.
It's very easy to leave dumpsters open during the day or during the night. Our lives are so busy, it's the last thing we're going to think of. But there was a picture taken just a couple days ago where the bear was in the Sweet Williams little alleyway there, and there were six bear tourists, I would say, gawking at it and trying to take pictures through the fence. And, that was a dangerous situation for them. While it is exciting to see a bear up close, we need to remember to do our part to take care of our trash.
All right. Brian, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Marshall. Take care.
Go back on Bear Patrol. Brian Oler on the bear affair yesterday.